Sleeping Beauty, Swan Lake, The Nutcracker, of course, the world's most famous ballets all feature a prince dancing alongside ballerinas. But ballet schools are having a hard time finding boys who will one day play those roles. Stacy Nick of member station KUNC visited some dance studios in Colorado.
Canyon Concert Ballet in Fort Collins is a sea of pink tutus and giggling little girls with their hair pulled into tight buns atop their heads.
Okay, let's run it one more time.
And then there's 8-year-old Finn Miller Vaughn. He danced in his first Nutcracker when he was 3, but he's the only boy here today.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
It's kind of fun to be the only boy.
Kind of, but sometimes there's a downside to the girls trying to tease you sometimes. They say I have tooties and stuff, but I know that isn't true.
He also knows that the stigmas often attached to boys who take ballet aren't true either.
Usually they think of girls only taking ballet, like wearing dresses and stuff. They always think that it's weird and it's not that cool.
Kenyon's artistic director, Daniel Simmons, heard that a lot.
I was from Texas, southern Texas. Nobody dances in Texas because in southern Texas, you either were on the football team and you got to do everything, or if you didn't play football, you didn't do anything.
Simmons has spent almost 60 years dancing. Looking back, he says he was lucky. Once he walked through the door of his first ballet studio, everyone made it easier.
They gave me my shoes, they gave me my tights, they gave me everything I needed. I never bought anything. And university's the same way. University, some of the boys go through 4 years of college not paying a cent.
Every program needs more boys, says Valerie Madonia, director of the Colorado Ballet Academy in Denver, whether it's the famed Joffrey Ballet School in New York or a hometown dance studio.
Programs fight to get boys to come to their programs and offer them incredible financial packages just to come to their summer workshops. They might get full tuition. In many places, they get housing. Sometimes they even provide transportation, a stipend, a living expense.
Because they know you can't have a Nutcracker without a Nutcracker prince. Even the Colorado Ballet Academy's intensive class this summer has fewer than a dozen boys participating, compared to 165 girls.
The teachers have to be very creative, using one partner for maybe 7 girls.
So they try to make the boys feel a little more boyish.
And we have to explore the floor a little bit more.
Before the pliés, there's a boys-only class that begins with push-ups, says ballet master John Gardner.
Because you're going to find out in your training in ballet, if you've done sports before, that ballet is a lot more difficult.
That's something 15-year-old Patrick Koenigs, who plays soccer and does ballet, can relate to. He says he's loved to dance since he was about 10.
My sister took dance classes when she was little, and after class, she'd always come home and kind of teach me the moves. And so when I was really little, I was get excited for her to come home and kind of teach me what she had learned. And so I think that's when I kind of fell in love with dance.
Koenig stands out in the class. He's almost 6 feet tall with a shock of red hair. But he only decided to commit to ballet 3 years ago. So to make up for lost time, he's training 6 days a week over the summer.
Most girls start around like 6 or 7, whereas most boys started around 11. And so it's always hard because you have to do this catch-up.
Not for 8-year-old Finn Miller Vaughn. He's sure his opportunities are limitless.
I'm hoping that I'll get big parts as a boy when I'm older because like there's a lot of girls who take ballet, but the boys, there's only like 5 or 6. So all of them get a part. So that's an advantage of being a boy.
If they can just get past the teasing about cooties and walk through the ballet school door. For NPR News, I'm Stacy Nick in Greeley, Colorado.